Daf Mem Dalet. So you look at the top of Mem Dalet. The Mishnah begins as follows: Hevil lefanav meliach techila upasimo. Let's say they bring some food that is salted, and they bring some bread along with it. The din is mevarach al hamaliach apoter sapas. You say the bracha on the salted food, and through that you exempt the bread. The bread, why? Shepas tfeilalo. The bread is tafel to the maliach. And Zakla, we have the principle we've seen before, kol shu ikr v'imo tfeilo, whatever is ikr, and with it, you have something that's inferior, the din is mevarach al ha'ikr, upot es ha'tfeilo. You say the bracha on that which is primary, in this case, which is the maliach, and that's going to exempt that which is secondary, the pas. So the Gemara asks a question, which I imagine you're all thinking, mi'ika midi, d'havi maliach ikr, pas tfeilo. Could you ever have a situation where the pas is a tafel? We have a klal that whenever there's ikar a tafel, the item there, chameshes mine dagam, if it comes from the five grains, that is always going to be the ikar. So how do you ever have a case where the pas actually becomes tafel? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Acha Berei D'Rav Avira Amar Rav Ashi Be'ochle Peros Ginosar. It's referring to the fruits that came from a place called Ginosar, where the fruits were exceptionally sweet. Rashi explains here, the top Peros Ginosar, Peros Eretz Yam Kineres, Chashuvim Minapas. Actually, there's an exception. There is one item that's normally less than bread, but in this situation where the fruits come from Ginosar, that's actually more Chashuv than bread. That's the situation. So Gemara explains, describing how great, how sweet the Peros Genosa are. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Kiava Azlinam Basrei de Rabbi Yochanan, the Mecha Peros Genosa. When we used to go follow Rabbi Yochanan, our Rebbe, to eat some of these fruit, Kiavinam Bei Mea, when we came away as 100 people, Menachtinan Le Chol Chad V'Chad Asar Asar. Each got 10 fruits, and they're pretty big fruits. So 10 times 100, that was 1,000. When we would go as 10 people only to go to Rabbi Yochanan to pick the fruit, so then we each would take 100, because apparently each time they would collect 1,000 together. So depending how many people went, that's how many fruit they would each get. So and each one of us, every 100 would fill up a basket the size of 3 sa, which apparently is quite large. And Rabbi Yochanan would eat them, and he'd make a shvua, mishabe, and he wouldn't eat any other food. He said that's where that he had not eaten any food. And I'm not sure exactly what that line is, but somehow these are really, really sweet. So the Gemara says, Ziyuna salka daitach. Does it say that he took a shvua, he wouldn't eat any food? How is that possible? What it means is, ela ema mizona, he had not eaten any sustenance. What that means is that he hadn't eaten anything as satiating, as filling up, as these fruits. So these fruit were super sweet and they were super satiating. That's why they're more ikr than that of pas. So Gemara says, Rabbi Abo, acha ad dehava sharik ledudva me'apuse. Rabbi Abo said he would eat until apparently the fruits were so sweet that his skin would become very, very oily. So that from the fruit. So if a fly would come to his forehead, it would slip right off. It couldn't grab onto its forehead because his oil on the skin was so slippery from all the fruit he'd ate. So Gemara says, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Hava Achli Ad Dinasar Mazayu. They would eat so much, it would apparently cause the hair to fall out. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hava Achli Ad Dimarid. He would eat so much that he'd become delirious. It would make him somehow drunk. Vamer Lahu Rabbi Yochanan, the Beit Nisiya, when he would go, he would tell the house of the Nasi, Vahava Meshadar Le Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Balusha Abasre. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would send some men to go get Reish Lakish to bring him home because he was so drunk from drinking or eating this fruit. That's how they had to deal with Reish Lakish. We know was in the past was quite a strong, aggressive individual. He's a warrior, so it took a whole army to bring him back to his house. So Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Ir Achas Haisa L'Liyana HaMelech B'Har Melech. Yana HaMelech had a particular city that was next to a mountain called Har HaMelech. And Shayu Motin Mimeno Shishim Ribo Sifle Taris, and they would take out 600,000 bowls of tuna fish. The coach say to Enim to feed the people who would pick the figs. They'd feed them with all this tuna fish. Mayor of Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. That was the cost, or that was the amount of supply needed to feed all the people picking the figs. That's because there are so many of them, because they're an extraordinary amount of fruit from this Har HaMelech. So Kiyasa Rabban Amar, when Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported, Ilan Echad Hayalo Yan HaMelech Bahar Melech. There was one tree that Yan HaMelech had on the mountain of the king, the Bahar Melech, Shayu Moridin Mimenu Arbam Sa Gozlos, that they would bring down 40 sa worth of small little birds, Mishalosh Brechos Chbechodesh, each month they would have a new breed, and they'd take that many down of 40 young birds. So Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, when he would come back, from Eretz Yisrael, and he reported, Ir achas ha'isa be'Eretz Yisrael, there was one city, the Gufnes Shema, it was called Gufnes, Shehayu bashmonim zugos achim kohanim, there were 80 brothers, pairs of kohanim, nesum l'shmonim zugos achayos kohanos, and they were married to 80 pairs of sister kohanos, bas kohen. And they did some research to find out where the city was, and they couldn't find anywhere between Sura and Nahardai, such a place. And Barmi Binasa, the Rav Chista, except for the daughters of Rav Chista, was the only family that had something similar to this. Avi Nisivi Lerami Bar Barchama Ulamar Ukfer Barchama. The two daughters of Rav Chista, who were Rav Chista was a Kohen, they had married these two Kohanim, and that's all they found. But they couldn't find 80 pairs of this. The Afagav, the Inu Havikanasa, Inu Lo Havikane. And even though the sisters were Kohanim, the Rav Chista actually wasn't a Kohen. They weren't even married to two brothers. You just found two sister Kohanim marrying two brothers who were not even Kohanim, so they couldn't figure out where this place was that Rabbi Yitzchak was actually referring to. So Amar Rava, Rav says, now back to somewhat of the topic, Kol Seuda, Shein Bamelach Ein Seuda. Any meal that doesn't have any salt is not considered a meal. Salt is essential to part of the meal. And Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Kol Seuda Shein Basarif Eino Seuda. Any meal that doesn't have soup is not considered a meal. Perhaps this is why we have the practice of having soup Friday night, part of the Seuda. Maybe that's what defines a meal according to the Gemara. So Gemara now, the new Mishnah begins as follows. Achol anavim uteinim v'rimonim. A person eats one of the shivas aminim, whether it be grapes, whether it be figs, or pomegranates. Bevarach achareim shalosh brachos. According to the Tanakh, Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, you make a full birkas hamazon, the full shalosh brachos, after having one of the shivas aminim. Comes along Chacham, which is how we paskin. Chacham omrim, beracha achas mein shalosh, we say mein shalosh, alamichya is what we say after any of the shivas aminim. Rabbi Kiva omer, afilu achel shelek vehu mizono, if a person eats a vegetable, which we learn shlokos, are cooked vegetables, person eats a cooked vegetable, and it satiates him, so then, mevarach olav shalosh brachos, even in that case, it says Rabbi Kiva, one would recite a full benching. A person drinks water to satisfy his quench his thirst. So mevarach shakol niya bedvar, he's supposed to say shakol, as we know. But there's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon Omer. He says no. One says a brain of fashos rabos vechesronon as a bracha rishona. According to Rabbi Tarfon, we're going to see, I think perhaps tomorrow's daf or some other later daf, how to understand this machlokas and how we paskin, which is how we know we paskin. But it's interesting machlokas nonetheless. So there's a din actually of a shosamayim letzmao that the only time a person says a bracha on water is when you're thirsty. If a person's drinking water because you're trying to take medicine, the din is one doesn't take it, doesn't say a shakal. Or if you're choking and you need to get something down the throat, so one would drink water, you don't say a bracha in that particular instance. It's actually interesting, Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says that, you know, one of the things that the Gemara says that Torah is compared to is mayim, ein mayim ela Torah. So the Gemara says because mayim always falls to the lowest point, so the Torah is only going to be retained in those who are very humble. But Chavetz Chaim says also, just like water, you only say a bracha on water when you're thirsty for it, so to Torah is only going to be, you'll only be successful in learning when you're thirsty for the Torah. When you want to learn the Torah, you need to have that cheshek for learning Torah. No, you only say one before, and it sounds like according to a retired form. We'll see the Gemara later on. So the Gemara then says, my time, Rabbi Gamliel. Why does Rabbi Gamliel think that you say a full three brachos, the brachos of Birkas HaMazon after eating Shivas Aminim? So he brings a riot from the pasuk. It says, Dichsev Eretz Chita Sora, listing all the Shivas Aminim. Then the very next pasuk says, Uksev Eretz Asher Lo Bimiskenus Tocha Balechem. When you eat bread, the pasuk says, and then it says, Uksev Achalte Vesavate Verachtes Hashem Elokecha. That pasuk, Achalte Vesavate Verachtes, that you eat, you satisfy, and you say a bracha, goes back on even the pasuk two pasukim before, namely that of the Shivas Aminim. So it sounds like a very nice riot for Rabbi Gamliel that you say benching after having the Shivas Aminim. Rabbanan respond back and say, no, Eretz Hifsik Inim. But there's a pasuk, there's three pasukim here. First says Shivas Aminim. Then it interrupts and says, Eretz Ashalov Vimiskenus Tocha Bolechem. It says they're talking about bread, and then it says, Vachalta Vesavata Verachta. Verachta is only going back on the previous pasuk of eating lechem. It doesn't go back on two pasukim earlier. It doesn't go on the pasuk of Shivas Aminim. That's the response of the Chachamim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Eretz Hifsik Inim. Doesn't Rabbi Gamliel understand that the pasuk Hifsik, the pasuk Eretz, the Miskenos, is also a interruption? So how do they deal with that? And the Gemara says, no, that pasuk that says Eretz Asher Lo B'Miskenos Tocha B'Lechem is not an interruption. That's a continuation. What's a continuation? To exclude a person who chews on raw wheat, that doesn't say a benching. Meaning when it says a pasuk shivas aminim, then it says the pasuk olechem, that's saying which type of chita and sa'ora do you say benching on? Only when it's in the form of lechem, as bread, as opposed to koses, which means to chew raw wheat, that doesn't get benching. But v'chalta v'svati rachta goes back in all the shivas aminim. This interrupting pasuk is not interrupting, it's just qualifying what type of chita and sa'ora we're describing. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, or Idi Amar Rabbi Chanina, that which is from the five grains, but we say mizonos as we know. We say the main shalosh. We say al michi afterwards. So Amr Abba Bar Mary Amr Rabbi Shuben Levi Kol Shu Mishivas Haminim, that which comes from the seven minim. So the din is Batchila Mevarach Bari Pira Eitz. Ulaso Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, which is how we paskin. We say the Bracha Mein Shalosh. We do not paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. We do not bench after the Shivas Haminim. So Amr Le Abai Le Rav Dimi, my new bracha, Achas Mein Shalosh. What is this bracha? What's the bracha that's considered an abridged form of the full Shalosh brachos of benching? So Amr Le, Apire De Eit, Al Eit, Val Priya Eit, Val Tunat Sasadev, Val Eretz Hachem Atova Uchava, Shen Chadol Avoseinu, Lechom Mipriya Lesba Mituva, Rachem Hashem Okeinu, Ayishal Mecha, Vayishal Merecha, Val Mekdashecha, Val Mizmechecha, Visivne Yishlaim Ir Kadshecha, Bimher Vyameinu, slightly different than our Nusach, Valenu Lesocha, Vesamchenu Bitba, Kiata Tov Meitiv La'akol, again, some small differences in the Nuschaos, but this is the basic bracha Mein Shalosh. So then the Gemara says, that's fine for the Priya Eitz, that's for the fruit of the Shivas Aminim. But what about Chamesh Aminim? What if it comes from the five grains of Chita and Sa'or and the others? So Alamichev Al-Kalkal is what we say in the beginning. Everything's the same. And at the end, Yerchosim Al-Ha'aretz V'Al-Ha'michia. So that's the Nusach for Al-Michia, and that's the Nusach for Al-Ha'peres, Priya'aretz. So then the Gemara says, fine. So Michtam B'mai Chasim, what exactly is the proper Chasimah? So when it comes to the having the fruit, because the Gemara above said what the bracha main shalosh is, but only told us the beginning bracha, taught us that al ha'etz al pir ha'etz. But what's the bracha you say at the end of the bracha main shalosh for ha'etz? We just said the bracha of al ha'michia. But what if you're having the fruit of the shivas aminim? So what chasima do you have? So ki aser rabdimi amar rav chasim berosh chodesh baruch mekadesh yisrael berosh chadashim. Again, completely different topic. He would make a chasima when it comes to rosh chodesh. You'd say mekadesh yisrael berosh chadashim. Okay, so we know there's such a concept that's a chasima on a bracha. But what's it in hachamai when it comes to the fruit, the shivas aminim? What's the bracha? What's the chasima one says? So I'm not really sure why they brought in the example from the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Hashem Chadashim. That's, again, a different topic of a chasima. But what is a chasima for our particular case of Peiros Ha'aretz? So if Chist Amar Al Ha'aretz Val Peirosah. So we say the bracha of chasima on the land and the fruit of the land. Rabbi Yochan Amar Al Ha'aretz Val Ha'peiros, the land and the fruit. We don't say Peiroseha, we say Peiros. So Amar Rav Amram, below Pliga, there is no machlokes between Peiroseha and Al Peiros. What's the difference? Halon, halahu, depends. For us in Bavel, so then we say the bracha, we say Al Aretz Val Peiros. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, where the Al Aretz Val Peiroseha, we're describing the Peiros that come from Eretz Yisrael. So that's the difference. There's no machlokes, we're talking about two different cases. So just look at Rashi to make that clear. Rashi says around seven lines up from the bottom here, Halon, vahalahu, Rav Chista mi Bavel, Ubibavel, Chasme al Aretz, Val Peroseh. He says it differently than I said it. You say Peroseha on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, by the fruit on Bavel. Rabbi Yochan, me Eretz Yisrael, Vasim Chasme al Haperos. So the Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Inu Achli, Vanim Bavachinam. So the problem with this Nusach is it's incorrect. That they eat it and we say the Bracha, because Peroseha is describing Eretz Yisrael's fruit. So why in Bavel would they say Al Peros, Val Peroseha? So it should be the opposite, which is what the Gemara concludes. Ella ipuch, Rav Chista Amar al Haaretz v'al Peros, and Rav Yochan Amar al Haaretz v'al Peroseh, the land and the fruit that comes from the land, that's describing the great fruit that come from the land of Eretz Yisrael. So that's a difference, and you'll find this in the benchers, such a difference depending where you are when eating the fruit, or which fruit you're actually eating. So the Gemara then says in the top of the base, we got a long daf to do here, a long amit to do here. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Amishin Rabbeinu, Al habeya v'almine kupra. If a person eats egg or he eats meat, the din is batchila mevarach shehakol. These things don't grow from the ground. Eggs and meat don't grow from the ground. And you say shehakol ulvasof bari nefashas rabos v'chul. Aval yirakala. When it comes to vegetables, you don't say any bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar afil yarka. Even when it comes to vegetables, you say a bracha. of a mile, but when you drink water, you don't say a bracha. But Papa Amar, afilumai, even on water you say a bracha b'rinifashos. It's all referring to the bracha achrona. When it comes to bracha rishona, that everyone agrees you always say a bracha rishona. We're referring to a bracha achrona here, that the Papa finally says you say a bracha on everything that you've eaten or drink, even when it comes to water. So Marzutcha Ovid Krav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He practiced like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, which is the din, I think, of that you don't say bracha after water. And Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Ovid Krav Yitzchak, I'm sorry, no. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was the first opinion that you don't say bracha achrona on vegetables. And then Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Ovid Krav Yitzchak, that you do say bracha after vegetables, but you don't say bracha after drinking water. Rav Ashi, Vashi says, Ona Zimna Dechi Mitkarna Avinna Kekulu. I remember that I did like all of them, meaning I said a bracha achrona even after drinking water. So Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Kol shaton bracha la'acharav, ton bracha lefanav. That which requires a bracha afterward, the bracha achrona, requires a bracha before it. V'yesh, but there are those examples, shaton bracha lefanav, ve'intan bracha la'acharav. But there are other examples where it does require bracha rishona, but there is no bracha achrona. So when do you ever have a case where there's a bracha rishona, but there is no bracha achrona? So the Gemara goes through one by one. Bishmai, understand the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So remember, he's the first opinion that says you say bracha achrona after meat and eggs, but you don't say bracha achrona after vegetables. So he says lafuki yarka, that what's an example where there's a bracha rishona, but there is no bracha achrona? That's the situation when a person eats vegetables. Fine, that makes sense according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. But according to Rav Yitzchak lafuki maya, Rav Yitzchak says, of course you say a bracha achrona. You say bar nefashos after vegetables. So when does he say you don't say bracha achrona? That's referring to water. He felt that you say bracha rishona for water, but there is no bracha achrona. But ela l'rapapa l'afuke mai. According to Rapapa, he says you always say bracha achrona. Whether you're having meat and eggs, whether you're having vegetables, or whether you're having water, you always say bracha achrona. So which example is the Mishnah describing here where there's a bracha rishona, but there is no bracha achrona? And the Gemara says l'afuke mitzos mitzos. Mitzvahs are bracha rishona, right? We say bracha rishona. We say l'haniach tefillin. We say atzitzis. But there's no bracha achrona when you've completed the mitzvah. So that's what just describing that there are examples of yesh tam bracha lefanav, vein tam bracha la'acharav.
How come they would not mention the shiur? There would not be bracha if you blessed it less than
it sounds like when the Mishnah says across the board, no matter how much you have, there's not going to be a bracha achrona. Even with the shiur, there still won't be a bracha achrona. So what's that example? So the Gemara answers, at least at this stage, when it comes to mitzvahs. So then the Gemara says, Levnei Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael in the West, the Basad the Mesalki Tfilayu, they had the practice when they removed the tefillin, they would actually say a bracha. Now we don't have this practice, but according to Bnei Ma'arava, where they would say, Mevarche Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'Vitzivanu Lishmor Chukav, that they're making a bracha, that they had the opportunity to perform mitzvahs. So according to them, that there was a bracha achrona on the completion of mitzvahs, which bracha is the Mishnah describing? And the Gemara says, lafuke rechani, to exclude when one smells something. When you say bracha b'samim, we'll go through different examples. When you say bracha b'samim, you do not say bracha acharona after smelling something. So the Gemara now says, halacha ma'aseh, of course we all know, we do say bracha acharona after every food, but we don't say bracha acharona after mitzvahs, and we don't say bracha acharona after smelling something. So the Gemara then says, amar Rabbi Yanai, amar Rabbi Rebbe, kol shu kibetza beta tova mimenum. Any food that's the size of an egg, so an egg is better than it. Meaning what? If you have a compare an egg, which is the size of an egg, because that's what an egg is, even a real egg, and you have it compared to, let's say, meat that's the size of an egg, or chicken, or vegetable, or fruit, an egg has more health in that one egg than any other item of that same shear. That's possible. An apple is more is healthier than an egg because the apple is bigger. But if you have an apple that's the same size as an egg, there's nothing more beneficial to a person than an egg if you're comparing other things at the size of eggs. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? So again, kol shuka beitza, any food item that's the size of an egg, an actual beitza, an actual egg, is tova mimenu, is more beneficial than the other food item that you're describing. So then, kiyasa rabban amar, when a rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael, amar, he would say, tava biyasa migulgalta. Mishita kaisa sulta. He said, again, tava means good, beasa megugasa. Gugasa is like a lightly roasted, they describe here. Better is a lightly roasted egg than 60, than shisa kaisa sulta, than 60 amounts of flour. Okay? Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, when he reported back from Eretz Israel, he said, tava beasa megulta So good, better is a lightly roasted egg than Mishisa Mitavyasa Me'arba 60. One lightly roasted egg is better than 60 six amounts of flour. Mitavyasa, if it's roasted, not just lightly roasted, but it's fully roasted, then it's fully roasted, it's better than Me'arba, it's better than 4 amounts of flour. If it's Mivushalta, if it's a boiled egg, it's boiled in water, then Kol Shu Kebeta, Beta Tova, Heimanu. So then anything that's the size of an egg, the egg is better than that item. So again, when you have a hard-boiled egg, it's better than any other item that same size. If I have an apple that same size, a pepper that same size, an egg is actually better. With one exception, the bar, Mibisra, with the exception of meat. Meat is the only food item that you compare the same size of meat, the kebeta of meat, to an actual egg, that meat is actually more beneficial than the egg. But any other food item, apple, pepper, whatnot, if it's the same size of an egg, then the egg is actually more beneficial than that item. So the Gemara...
Nutrition?
That's what it sounds like. When it comes to these things, we don't hold like this. There's a Chassam Sofer that writes, with regards to at least medication, when it comes to medicine in the Gemara, anybody who relies on medication in the Gemara, dama berosho, it's responsible for his own death, because we don't understand how it works anymore, and therefore we can't rely on it. So seemingly when it comes to food items as well, nutritiously, that's also, I imagine, the same thing. So I'm not sure what to do with it. Certainly nowadays I'll tell you meat is terrible for you. But I'm no doctor, but I love meat. And as long as you eat things in healthy amounts, then everything's good.
As long
okay.
as you have
meat,
it's all
good. Okay. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afilu Achal Shelek. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva had this interesting shita, that a person eats a vegetable, so he passed that one should bench after a cooked vegetable. So, Mi'ika Midi, the Havi Shelek Mizone. Is it possible that, he said, in one qualification, as long as the cooked vegetable sustains a person, it fills him up, so then you'll bench. So does vegetables fill you up? My kids will tell you vegetables do not fill them up. So it's not mazon. So Amar Ravashi, bekelach shel kruv shanu. When it comes to the stalks of cabbage, that's an example of something, perhaps the only vegetable that actually fills you up. So according to Rabbi Kiva, which we don't paskin like, he says that if you have cooked cabbage, you should bench after cooked cabbage. So Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, going on to other items which seem to be beneficial for a person. The Braisa quotes now, Tchul yafel l'shinayim, the spleen is beneficial for a person's tooth. The kashe levnei mine, but it's very harmful for a person's stomach. Creation, it's going to go through a whole list of foods that are good for this and bad for that. So creation, which are leeks, are kashe l'shinayim, are bad for the teeth, but v'yafel levnei mine, but actually good, it's good for the stomach. Kol yerek chai morik, anything, any vegetable that's raw, it pales, it makes a person yerek, a person becomes pale from it. The chol katan maktin, anything that's eaten small, you eat it before it's fully grown, it maktin, it makes a person, it impedes his growth. The chol nefesh, meshiv es a nefesh, anything that, I think it's describing, that was eaten as whole, it's a complete item, he explained, the Rashi explained, like a small fish, so then anything that's eaten with nefesh, the entire food, that's meshiv nefesh, it brings a person back some energy and life to himself. The chol karv lenefesh, meshiv es nefesh, that which is near, close to life, which Rashi describes. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, kol nefesh means davar chai, that which is raw, hanech al sham, that eat it raw and full, could go in dogim, katadim, shigalim, kol tzar, when you eat raw fish, that's going to bring a nefesh life back to a person. Ha-karv le-nefesh, says Rashi, ha-ocha min a-behema, b'mokam a-chayos shalah. So a person eats from meat, an area where its life source comes from, which Gemara will explain later on, that, says the Gemara, is meshiv as a nefesh, that brings a person some new energy. Kruv le-mazon, cabbage is meant to fulfill, to sustain a person. Utradin le-rfua, beets are very healthy for a person, my wife will agree to that. Oy lo le-bayis shal-lefes overis besocho, and woe to such a house, where it's referring to really the stomach, that turnips pass through it. Turnips are not good for the system. Okay, hard to make what to make with all these the Gemaras here. So Amar Mar, the Gemara is now analyzing what we just said in that long brisa here. Tchul is yafel l'shinayim v'kashel l'vnei me'ayim. Spleen is very good for the teeth, but it's harmful for the stomach. So my takante, what's the remedy? How do you deal with having tchul, spleen? Nilase v'nishtayo, a person should chew it and spit it out, because when you chew it, it will help the teeth, because that's what it helps for, the teeth. But don't swallow it. This way your stomach will avoid any of the nezek caused by eating a spleen. Creation, kashin l'shinayim, v'yafrin livin b'ayim. Leeks are very good for the stomach, but they're bad for the teeth. So my tekante, how should a person approach eating leeks? Very simple. L'shlikanu v'nivlanu. Your person should cook them and then swallow them, but don't chew them. So as long as your teeth avoid them so you won't be affected, just get it down to your stomach and it'll be very beneficial for your stomach. Kol yerek chai morik. We said any raw vegetable brings paleness to the skin, to the face. So Amar Rab Yitzchak, Besuda Rishona Shel Achar Hakaz. It's only true when the first meal one has after he does Kasas Adam, he does bloodletting. So then he's lost some blood, and by having this raw vegetables afterwards, it's going to bring some paleness to his face. So Amar Rab Yitzchak, Kola Ochel Yerek, Kodem Arba Shalos Oser Lesapre Imanu. A person who eats vegetables before the first 4 hours of the day, you shouldn't, that person, you don't speak with such a person. My taima, mishim reicha. That guy's going to have bad breath. Stay far away from him if he has vegetables early in the morning. So, Amri Rabbi Yitzchak, also la'adam sheyocha yerek chai kodem arba shalos. He says it's prohibited from having raw vegetables within the first 4 hours of the day for this very reason, because, he explained, the Mefarshim explained, because it's harmful for the stomach. So Amaimar, Marzutcher, Ravashi, Havi Yosvi, there are three of them were sitting down. Aisu Kamayo Yerek Chai, Kodem Arba Shalos. They brought some raw vegetables before the first 4 hours of the day. Amaimar, Ravashi Achal, those two decided to eat it. Marzutcher Lo Achal, he refused to eat it. So Amrulay, they turned to Marzutcher and they said to him, my Daitach, what's your reason? Why don't you eat this? The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, he quoted the statement that we just brought. Kol Ochal Yerek Kodem Arba Shalos, Asa Lesapeh Himano Mishim Reicha. If I would eat this, then you can't talk to me because I'm going to have bad breath. But we're eating it. Then you're talking to us, so you should stop talking to us because we just ate the raw vegetables. So Amri Lahu, Ana Ki Dr. Yitzhak Svirli. I hold like the other one, actually. The first statement of Yitzhak was more of a Derech Eretz thing. Don't eat it. But I don't hold it to the Indian of Derech Eretz. I hold the other statement of Rabbi Yitzchak that there's an Isser to eat raw vegetables in the first 4 hours a day because it's going to be detrimental for a person's health, for a person's stomach. So then the Gemara quotes from the Brayis above, Ko'akotin Maktim, that the you eat something small, that's, which means not fully grown, underdeveloped, then it's going to affect a person's growth. So Amar Rav Chista, Afilu Gadya Bar Zuzi. Even if it's a kid goat with a zuza, this which is not fully grown, that too will be subject to this din of stunting a person's growth. Amar Nelo de Lesbe Riva. It's only true if it's not the size of the quarter of its full size. Of Isbe Riva less than Baba. If it grew a quarter of its full potential size, then there is no concern here. So most likely, any fruits or vegetables you're going to be eating, it's not going to be under a quarter of its full growth. It's a long daf. I just said, get ready for the next few weeks. It's going to be very long. There's a statement that they have from the Gra, there's a Masorah from the Gra, that Brachos has the most words in all of Shas. Because even though there's 61 blot or so, the page at the end get very, very long. So they once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about this din. They said, the Gra never said this. Why not? Because there aren't the most words in Brachos. They couldn't have said it. The Shabbos has the most words, it seems. It's 157 daf, I think, and the pages can get pretty long. Okay, so as we continue with the daf, the Gemara says now, Ko nefesh, meshav nefesh, to anything that's nefesh, anything that's full life, that you eat raw and full, the Rashi explained, it's meshav nefesh. It brings back life to a person. So Amra Papa, afilu gildane debay gili, which is a type of fish that's found in gili, which means between the reeds, that type of fish, you eat it raw, you eat it full, it's going to bring a person's nefesh back. Kola karov nefesh, meshav es nefesh. That which is close to the nefesh is going to also meshav nefesh. What does that mean? So Amra of Acha bar Yaakov, unka, by the throat, because that's where we shech the animal, and that's where the life leaves, it departs from the animal. So if a person eats from the part of the throat, that part of the animal, that's going to be meshev nefesh to the individual eating it. So Amar Le Rava L'Shamai, he said to his assistant, Ki maisi li umsa de bisra, when you bring me a piece of meat, tarach v'aisi li mehecha de mikrav le beruch, bring for me a place close to the place of the bracha. What do you mean the place of the bracha? When you shecht an animal, you say a bracha on shechting the animal, so bring it to me, the place where you did the shechita. That's what he wanted, based on this gemara. So, karav l'mazon trod in the refuah, we say the function of a vegetable, of cabbage rather, is to sustain a person. And the beets trod in are very healthy for a person. Kruv l'mazon in the refuah, is this to mean that kruv's only purpose is to bring a person to sustenance, but it's not going to provide any refuah? Vatani, the Brisa tells us that Shisha Devar Mirapinis Achola Mechelio. There's six items that are going to heal a person. Rufu son refuah, and it's considered a good cure. Veilohein, kruv, trodin, me yavesh or me sisin, vekeva, veheres, veyoseres hakaved. What these all mean is cabbage, kruv is cabbage, and there's beets, and there's some type of water, I don't know where it comes from, and the stomach, and the womb, and there's a diaphragm. But on the list of things that are healthy for a person is kruv. So we see cabbage is, in fact, not only sustaining a person, but it also brings a refuah to a person. Ela'ema kruv aflamazim. The Brisa meant to say that kruv is not only beneficial for refuah, but it also is going to provide sustenance to the person eating it. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that oilo labayis shalefes overes pesocha. Woe to such a person whose stomach is going to have to withstand the pains of eating turnips. Ain't is that true that turnips are so bad for a person? Rava says l'shama. I said to his assistant here that kichazes leptiv b'shuka. When he saw turnips in the shuk, lo tamali my karach derifta. Don't ask me what will you eat your bread today. Meaning, once you see there's lefes there. Once you see that there's turnips, there's what to eat. Meaning, go buy the turnip. It's good for you. Amar Bai says mi bli basar. When the Bryce was referring to without meat, that's when it's referring to when it's going to be harmful for you. When you have the turnips mixed together with bus or with meat, so then that's going to be, will not be harmful, and that will be good for you. Rav Amar Mibliyayin, he says, no, without wine. Either the wine or the bus, either one of them are going to somehow dilute the effect, the hezek, of the turnips. But once it's basr or once it's yarn, that in fact will help prevent the damage from the turnips. So Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Amar Mibli Basar, Shmuel Amar Mibli Eitzim. So it's said that they would eat the turnips. The Brisa is referring to a situation where the turnips were eaten without meat. And Shmuel says it was eaten without mibleitzim, without wood. It's the wood that's going to affect the dangers of the turnip. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar mibli yayim. So when the Brisa says that turnips are going to be harmful for a person, there's a three-way machlokas here on the Amorim. Does that mean it's harmful without wine, without meat, or without wood? So there are three different opinions. What's going to, again, soften the effects of the turnip? So Amar Lei Rav Rav Papa Sudeni, which is a type of a beer. So he says Anan Tavrinan Lei Mibsa V'Chamra. So we use beer. By pouring beer in it, it's going to affect it. So I'm sorry. They would say Sudani, so the beer would affect it, and they said Anan Tavrinan Lei Mibsa V'Chamra. We would use wine and meat. Atin Dilo Nafish L'Chamra B'Maya. So you who don't have so much wine Tavrinu Lei. So what do you weaken it with? Amar Lei Bitzivi. So there are different ways, different approaches how to weaken the effects of turnips. It could be beer, it could be wine, it could be meat, it could be wood. Depending what's available, that's what a person should use. But either way, it should be weakened somehow to allow a person to eat and to stomach the turnips. Kiha de base de rapapa, the wife of rapapa, basa de mivashle tavrele bitman and ufe parsiyasa. After she cooked the turnips, she then put 80 large logs in it, and that's how she would soften the effects of the turnip. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, it's funny like learning all these things in Gemara. Like there's nothing like halacha l'maaseh here, it's just like talking about how foods work. Certainly not the typical case, but this does come up quite often in the in Shas. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan, dag katan meliach, a small salted fish, pamim shehu meimis, sometimes it could kill a person, and b'shiva, a person eats it on the seventh day of its salting, b'shivasar, on the 17th day, or b'esem b'shiva, the 27th day. Others say Besim is Shlosha, some say the 23rd day, that's when it's going to have the potential to kill someone. It's only true when it's roasted, not roasted. When it's partially roasted, that's true. Aval mitve shaper less than bubble. When you fully cook something, you fully roast something, there are no longer any dangers, regardless of what day of salting the fish it might be. Udelo mitve shaper, and if it wasn't roasted well, lo amrin ella delo shasi basi shicha. It's only true that could harm someone if you didn't drink beer afterwards. Aval shasi basi shicha. If you drink beer, beer is going to clean the system out. Everything that's inside will be neutralized by the beer. Less than, but there is no concern. Gemara now says vashosim ayim l'tama. So we're going back to our mission. The Mishnah had said there's a machlokas in the Mishnah what to say on drinking water. Which brach rishona? So we know the answer, but there's a time in history where they didn't know what to say. So the bracha said the Tanakhama says you should say a shahako before drinking water. Rabbi Tarfonin, strangely, as strange to us at least, he said you should say a bori nefashos before drinking water. Lafuke, my what's it coming to exclude? So Gemara says Amar Rav Idi. So first we're going, sorry, on the din of only you only say a bracha on water when you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you don't say a bracha. So So Gemara says, Afuke Mai. What's the case where a person drinks and he's not thirsty? The Gemara says, Dechankai Umso, where a guy is choking on a piece of meat, so he drinks the water not to drink the water because he's thirsty. He's drinking the water to bring down the meat, and that's a situation where you would not say a bracha rishona on water. Another example would be as well, as mentioned before, if a person's drinking water to bring down, to take medicine, to swallow a pill, that too would be an example where you would not say a shahakol on water either. So Gemara now says that machlokas, which bracha rishona do you say on water? So Rabbi Tarfon Omer bori nefashas rabos v'chesronon as the bracha rishona. So how do we paskin? So now we know how to paskin, but it's a fascinating Gemara here. The Gemara says, Amr le Rava bar Rav Chanan le Abayi, Amr le Rav Yosef, Hilchas Amai. How do you paskin? Do you say shahakol before drinking water? Or do you say bori nefashas? And the Gemara says, Amr le pok chazei mai amadavar. Go out and see what people are doing. Rashi says, mai amadavar, heyach nogim. Go see how they're practicing. Ukfar nagu levarach betchila shakol. Uvaso bori nefashas. Go see what the practice is. So this is a very powerful Gemara, because sometimes you have a machlokas, and the din is we follow based on the minhag. The minhag is what defines the halacha. And it's even true, even if there's something that might be wrong, the minhag, whatever the minhag amakam is, that's what in fact describes and establishes what the halacha is. Hadron halach, keitim mevarchin, and we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with a new parak. The new parak is not like this. This was a hard...